This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show. Let me try that again. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, we've had riots breaking out again, and they broke out in Memphis, and they are spreading through the usual urban areas because we're always looking for a reason to break stuff. The purported rationale is a horrific beating to death in Memphis of Tyree Nichols, captured on video and released by the police. His beating, was administered by black officers in a majority black city with a black police chief. And that in and of itself, as far as I'm concerned, it has nothing to do with race. It has everything to do with whatever was going on within that police department. And I believe those officers were a member of something called the Scorpion Unit, but I'm not sure about that one. All of them have been criminally charged. But for the media, to which every black person killed by a cop is just proof that we're still in the Selma, Alabama world of decades ago, this is another case of some innocent black person victimized by racist oppressors. The odious Joy Reid at MSNBC highlighted a guest who blames Nichols' death on white supremacy. And CNN's Van Jones opined that the police who killed Tyree Nichols were black, but they still may have been driven by racism. Now, the death of Tyree Nichols has two causes. The beating and the lack of rapid medical treatment. But people like Reed and Jones, who refuse to acknowledge the murderous consequence of a savage urban black culture, which time and time again ends in tragedy and who stir up absurdly conjured racism, are also at fault. As are the Democrats, because this is all brought about by Democrat policy, which feeds that culture of, and it's a culture of just no chances. Now, as the deans of colleges and the heads of K-12 schools pen their usual pap about this, and the overpaid professional consultants start scheduling conferences and workshops on ending systemic racism, it's a good time to review some facts which they steadfastly ignore. Now, over at the Manhattan Institute, always a good source of unbiased information, Heather McDonald sets out the two often ignored facts on police killings, facts which do not support reducing or defunding law enforcement. Among the highlights of her work are these. The evidence does not support the charge that biased police are systematically killing black Americans in fatal shootings. Much of the modern policing is driven by crime data and community demands for help. The African American community tends to be policed more heavily because that is where people are disproportionately hurt by violent street crime. In New York City, 73% of shooting victims were black. Although in New York City, black residents comprise only 24% of the city's population. Nationally, black Americans between the ages of 10 and 34 die from homicide at 13 times the rate of their white American counterparts, according to the researchers for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the Justice Department. And community requests also determine police deployment, and the most urgent requests often come from law-abiding residents of high-crime households and high-crime neighborhoods, which just happen to be black people. Who's going to be victimized in these riots? Black people. Whose homes are going to be destroyed? Black people's. Whose neighborhoods are going to be destroyed? Responsible black people who live there. The actual fact of the matter is that black neighborhoods want to straighten out. And it isn't because there's just black people are just irredeemably violent. It's because there's a small cohort of black America in these cities where all of this stuff happens that they just get ignored by these social justice prosecutors. So McDonald's observation cannot be startling to anybody who pays attention. Black America wants more police in their neighborhoods. She also refutes the sensational media coverage which creates the false impression that there's an epidemic of police shooting of unarmed black men. She writes, for the last 5 years, the police fatally shot about 1,000 civilians annually, the vast majority of whom were armed or otherwise dangerous. Black people account for about 23% of those shot and killed by police. They are about 13% of the U.S. population. As of the June 22 update, the Washington Post database of fatal police shootings showed 14 unarmed black victims and 25 unarmed white victims in 2019. The database does not include those killed by other means like George Floyd. The number of unarmed black shooting victims is down 63% from 2015 when the database began. There are about 7,300 black homicide victims a year. The 14 unarmed victims in fatal police shootings would comprise about 0.2% of that total. Ideally, officers would never take anybody's life in the course of their duties, but given the number of arrests they make each year, around 10 million, and the number of deadly weapons attacks on officers, an average of 27 per day, in just two-thirds of the nation's police departments, according to a 2014 analysis, it is not clear that these 1,000 civilian shooting deaths suggest that law enforcement is out of control, to say the least. A study by Harvard economists showed that when police who are accused of racism pulled back from protective policing in six cities, there were almost 900 excess homicides and almost 34,000 excess felonies. That's not to say that continued efforts to improve their practice should stop at all, nor does it justify refusing to remove from law enforcement ranks bad cops. It is, however, a strong basis to resist the propaganda which excuses crime based on race. I don't know how active BLM is these days without causing so much havoc in black neighborhoods. Their officers seem to have pocketed most of the contributions of the organization for their own personal use, and they are rather quiet these days, but the white privileged brats of Antifa surely seem to be gearing up. Tucker Carlson was reporting that Antifa was coordinating riots on both coasts and in between, including Seattle, Portland, Oregon, New York City, L.A., Atlanta, and Frederick, Maryland. And he says, who's organizing these troops when he dubs a political militia, who indeed thrives on mayhem and chaos? The video of his beating, Mr. Nichols' beating, is not pleasant viewing. But if you run from the police, you are bringing personal vendetta into it. And that's not a good thing, and the police should be professional, but unfortunately they're human beings. And sometimes that happens. Overkill. And I don't know a better way to scotch these persistent riots except a clear-eyed view of the facts and ask most sincerely that, you know, we try to focus on what really happens. And as for the rest of it, just remember, the left is always looking for an excuse to break stuff. Preferably some heads. And unfortunately, disproportionately, they impact black America doing it while they're out there, you know, making their claims. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency for both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. One of the defining hallmarks of leftism is that America invariably suffers compared to other cultures. And we call suffering, too. And there's a good example of this in the New York Times, where a man named Jeff Yang claims that the reason two Asian men killed numerous Asian victims last week is that they've been assimilated into American values. You see, the Second Amendment bad. Yang might want to look back to Asia to see what these men might have brought. You know, they probably brought some Asian values with them to America. And, you know, straight out of California, it was a tragic one for 18 Asian victims in Monterey Park. Hukon Tran, a Vietnamese man who immigrated to America from China, went to a dance hall frequented by his ex-wife and callously slaughtered 11 people. Days later, it emerged that Zhao Chun Li, a few hundred miles up the California coast, murdered another 7 people in Half Moon Bay, California. In his essay, Yang also brings up the case of David Chu, who on May 2022 killed one person in an Asian church in Laguna Woods, California, and injured 4 others. And what happened is terrible. But I got a question I must ask. Is it correct to blame these different killers' acts on America? So let's see what Mr. Yang has to say in his essay. He writes, in the countries from which Mr. Chu, Mr. Tran, and Mr. Zhao immigrated, civilian gun ownership is essentially non-existent. In America, just 3 weeks into 2023, there have already been over 40 acts of gun violence with at least 4 victims. That's a statistic that would be called for widespread public alarm anywhere else in the world, but here in the United States, it's the status quo. Ours is a nation where the unimaginable has somehow become inevitable. If Mr. Chu, Mr. Tran, and Mr. Zhao committed mass shootings, they did so not because they were Asian, but as Americans. Mass murder may be the fullest act of assimilation possible into a culture that has proudly chosen its colors the red of innocent blood, the white of panicked eyes, and the hazy blue of semi-automatic smoke. What a dramatic little scribe you are, sir. Well, first of all of the shootings that he's focusing on are in California, where we know Mr. Tron's gun was illegal in California, yet he had it. California has the most restrictive gun law in America. And I would postulate to you, Mr. Yang, that it is possible that if people in California had greater Second Amendment rights, the shootings might not have occurred or might have ended without so much bloodshed. Second, as he notes, the 3 guys he names weren't that, and not, anomalous. Asian Americans have been involved in shootings before, although they haven't always targeted fellow Asians. There have also been Asian mass murderers. Wayne Lowe, the gunman who shot 6 and killed 2 at Bard College at Simon's Rock in 1992. Sung Hoo Cho, perpetrator of the horrific Virginia Tech massacre in 2007. The deadliest school shooting in U.S. history. Elliot Rogers, whose 2014 attack on students at the University of California, Santa Barbara, left 14 wounded and 6 dead. And he also is not correct that in Asia everything is hunky-dory. Asian governments have often turned on their own race, as a matter of fact. Mr. Yang, I'm sure you've probably read that. Maybe they taught you this in school. Mao's Cultural Revolution killed something between several hundred thousand Chinese citizens, which is a low end, to tens of millions of Chinese people, a high-end estimate. In Cambodia's killing fields, Pol Pot murdered around one-third of his fellow citizens. The Vietnam War saw innumerable massacres by both the Republic of Vietnam forces and the Viet Cong forces. North Korea has the largest collection of concentration camps in the world. The Japanese massacred indigenous populations across Asia, everywhere from China to Korea to Thailand. And he's also completely incorrect to make the statement that individual Asian citizens don't go on rampages in their home countries. I mean, Wikipedia has a page dedicated to rampage killers, and Asia has quite a few. And I'm just going to give you a short list. Wu Bum Khan killed 56 to 62 people in South Korea. Zhang Yang and Wang Xingyi killed 55 people in Taiwan. Wan Hai, and Jing Liming killed 32 people in China. Mutsuo Toi killed 30 people in Japan. Jacob Prompt-Tama killed 29 people in Thailand. Jian Mingjian killed 28 people in China. Wang Mingfang and Wang Mingchao killed 21 people in China. Satoshi Uematsu killed 19 people in Japan. Xiao Jingbin and Gang Zhuyi killed 19 people in China. Yang Qingpei, killed 19 people in China. Li Xinglang killed 17 people in China. And Li Chunchun and Li Shunin killed 17 people in China. So back in the 1960s, the leftists taunted those who showed a pro-American patriotism that expressed itself on the idea of my country, right or wrong. But there's a flip side to this. Yang represents Marxist hatriotism, which boils down to my country is always wrong. And that's the case even when the facts fail to support the argument. Asian people have baggage too. And it's not because of America. All that changed in America was the tool they used. Believe it or not, Mr. Yang, humankind has a remarkable capacity to kill each other. Remarkable. And you getting out there and muddying up the water is not going to solve that issue. Now, I'm going to make one very clear statement about California. California has what they have elected. They have elected these people, they have put them in charge, they keep them in charge, and, you know, the closest they've come to not having them in charge was what, Arnold Schwarzenegger? So. So please, Mr. Yang, take a moment, take a pill, get over yourself, and shut up, because you're not making anything any better. We still have loss of life, and we're not looking at the cause of violence. And therein lies the rub, because unless we're going to look at the root cause that makes this bubble to the surface, we're never going to solve it. We're just always going to deal with what's on the surface, not the underlying issue. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA News update. A sixth Memphis police officer has been relieved of his duties for his role in the beating death of Tyree Nichols. Police say the action was taken against Officer Preston Hemphill, although what role he played that night was not disclosed. When it comes to U.S. support of Israel, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says it's ironclad.
That commitment is backed up by nearly 75 years of United States support. America's commitment has never wavered. It never will.
Blinken met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Jerusalem, where he offered condolences for the seven Israelis killed in an attack on a synagogue last week. New research from the American Medical Association shows COVID is one of the top 10 causes of death in American children. The virus was the eighth leading cause between August 2021 and July 2022. COVID also the top cause of respiratory or infectious disease death in children during that same time frame. John Schaefer, USA News.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Cognitive dissonance. This occurs when a person is grappling with simultaneously conflicting information and cannot accept that an old false idea is being supplemented by a new true idea. Which brings us back to Tyre Nichols' horrific death at the hands of five black police officers. And we see now that America's race hustlers, who have created a totalitarian world completely invested in racism, as the answer to all questions, have swatted aside their cognitive dissonance with a crazed new race theory. And if you watch the videos showing the last minutes of his Tyre Nichols' life, it's just awful. It's like watching a snuff film because he's lying bound on the ground as these five officers literally beat him to death. There's some details that are missing in this context as to why he was treated with such ferocity from the moment they first removed him from his car. But without a doubt, no matter what, there's no justification for beating a helpless man to death. So, two observations that have nothing to do with the main point of me talking right now. First, Memphis is one of America's most dangerous cities, while urban black culture has too often centered around explosive violence. Makes sense, therefore, that Memphis's police culture would reflect these things. Violent, out-of-control communities will create violent, out-of-control police. And, you know, there's some people that look at this and they see some similarity to gangbangers. Second, Mr. Nichols' last words were to call for his mother, which is utterly heartbreaking. And no matter how old we get, when we think of the ultimate comfort, it's that moment beginning at birth and continuing throughout our childhood when our mother takes us into her arms and makes the world better. And it's not uncommon for people and extremists to cry out in for that primal comfort. As a parent, I felt that. Back to the subject at hand. For decades going back, at least as far as O.J. Simpson's trial, but with increasing urgency since Obama appeared on the scene, and then, if possible, even more frantically, when Trump upset the Obama apple cart, leftists have relied upon a single concept to leverage themselves into ever greater political power. Racism. Everything that opposes them, every person or idea, is racist. Trump ears added the alternative phrase, white supremacy. And critical race theory, whether acknowledged or not, permeates leftist thinking. It goes like this. All whites are inherently racist supremacists who are simultaneously privileged and fragile because of the hideous racial burden crushing their souls. The corollary is that all blacks, while pure of soul, are perpetual victims, always on the receiving end of white supremacist privilege. And the sub-corollary is that police are white supremacists whose job gives them the power to act out physically the racism that other whites can show only through systemic racism and microaggressions. But then we come to this conundrum. What happens when the police, who manifestly and brutally victimize a black man, are all black too? This is where the cognitive dissonance initializes. The old idea is that white cops act out on their inherent white supremacy on black victims. The challenging idea, as seen in this case, is that it was black cops doing this acting. And because the race hustlers cannot accept that new idea, both because it runs counter to their identity and because they'll be shunned by their totalitarian friends, they must devise a workaround. So they have embraced the no true Scotsman fallacy. Let me explain. The core principle is that no true Scotsman wears underwear under his kilt. The rebuttal is that Mr. Angus MacDonald wears Hanes tighty whities under his kilt. The reputation fallacy is that Mr. Angus MacDonald is no true Scotsman because of this fact. Now, in this case, now, where we're at right now today with this particular incident, the race hustlers are informing us that these black police officers who abuse black citizens aren't true black people. Instead, they're white supremacists with an internalized white psychology that has overridden their otherwise skin color. I guess we can call this the no true black fallacy. Or as Joe Biden said in a political context, if a black identifying person doesn't support him, then you ain't black. On Twitter, somebody going by the name of End Wokeness tweeted, "How is this satire with a CNN opinion piece? The police who killed Tyree Nichols were black, but they might still have been driven by racism." Or Christine Leewog Dixon, "White supremacy doesn't just mean white people oppressing people of color. White supremacy pits people of color against each other. White supremacy makes people of color hate themselves. Internalized racism is a byproduct of white supremacy. Tokenism is a byproduct of white supremacy. It's all connected." Jim Wise, "A few points. One, white supremacy / anti-blackness are taught to all within the culture directly and indirectly, always have been. As such, even black folks can, in certain cases, act to uphold systems of domination and subordination aimed disproportionately at other black people." Sharon Selton Corpening, "We have all internalized the white supremacy culture to the extent that even people of color have subconsciously shown anti-blackness behaviors. If you want to understand this, there are videos of young black children expressing self-hatred." So, following this line of reasoning to its logical conclusion, all of the black-on-black killings that are destroying urban black America are also the fault of the dominant white culture. So that means, stay with me now, I'm just trying to do the math here. This means that every one of these amoral gangbangers raised in a fatherless, godless home is no longer a true black man. He's just, we're all white now. Which I wonder why the explanation of Antifa is. I wonder what that definition is. Here's the thing. We got to find out why these cops did what they did. We have to find out if there's some underlying thing that Tyre Nichols did that led them down this path. Did they see him do something? Did he do something that was just completely heinous? And we got to find that out. And if it turns out that he didn't do any of that, and if it was a matter of mistaken identity or something like that, if these guys just did it because they could, now we got a problem. We have it. We've identified the problem. Getting out here and doing all of this convoluting and conflating and changing things. And I mean, this is how you do a grift. This is how you do a grift. You get out there, up is down, black is white. I mean, okay. So that therein lies the problem. We're not solving anything during this. And as a matter of fact, I'm just pointing this out. It's a complete waste of time, what they're discussing. I'm pointing it out because they are wasting time. And in the meantime, they're going to come after your guns while they're doing all of this, of course. Of course. Especially if it turns out that Tyre had a gun. Oh, my God. No, never can tell. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, I have an AR-15 with a pistol brace on it, which makes it an AR-15 pistol. It is a 8-inch barrel, I believe. It is in 300 blackout. It was stunningly executed by Spikes Tactical. I love the gun. I have some 300 blackout ammo. I am in no mood to get rid of the gun. I've been very public about owning it. I've made a video or two about it. I have talked about it here on this show. So this is not something where I can get out there and go, oh, well, I lost it in an inconvenient boating accident. That does not mean that you guys cannot do that, though. So for me, because I'm going to keep the gun, I now am in a, you know, I'm in no man's land. It is without a doubt going to be a thing that they're going to change the rule. They're going to change the rule. Now, what happens after they change the rule? That is somewhat opaque. There's going to be a veritable legion of litigation going on over this. And a lot of this will come to a head inside of that 120-day window. And they're going to have a really big hell of a time trying to justify doing this, because this simply looks like a politically motivated attack on gun owners, which is exactly what it is. This has nothing to do with the public safety or anything else. Depending on who you listen to, there's been, you know, 1.4, 4 million, 44 million. There's a lot of these things out here. That makes them common use, by the way. And that, you know, just based upon the tenet of Heller, that means that they can't ban it, along with assault weapons, as they call them, or personal defense weapons, as I call them, or, you know, semi-automatic, box-fed, you know, box ammunition-fed rifles, that kind of thing. So, whatever you want to call them, the semantics doesn't matter. However, right now, at the moment, there's two things that go on with me on a regular basis. I do not intend to become a prohibited person, because I am law-abiding. So, I'm in a conundrum right here. Do I sit here and wait to make a move? Or do I move as soon as I can move That's really the two options I have. Now, if I move as soon as I can move, one of two things happens. I sell a gun I don't want to sell, and I don't know who I sell it to. And or I go out and decide to go into something called the short-barreled rifle registered system of the NFA. Now, a lot of people want to change their large format rifle caliber pistols to SBRs. And the way to do that is with a tax stamp. And right now you can, you know, you can do it. You can get the tax stamp for free. Now, nobody's answered the question yet. I need to get a lawyer. I need to get a lawyer on the phone or something on the show. My question is this. If my gun, as it is right now with this pistol brace on it, is a SBR, why can't I put a stock on it? Because I'm not going to use the pistol brace as a brace. But even if I don't have a brace or a stock on it, why can't I put the buffer tube against my shoulder? Why are we allowing anybody in our interesting world that we live in today to dictate to us how we hold a gun? But I digress. For people that want to put a stock on a gun, now the question becomes, in some cases, well, what stock do I put on? And so I, you know, let's look at a few of them. I think I'm using a Mission First tactical one. It's sort of a skeleton one. That's the one that's waiting to go on the gun. I believe they refer to it as a battle link, mine. But there are some others out there, like Magpul makes some J&E machine, you know, Phase 5, Mission First Tactical, like I said. Probably the most well-known of them would be the Magpul MOE, which I think is as good a stock as anybody needs. The reason I'm going to be using the Battle Link is because I have it here right now. It was just sitting around in a drawer. I pulled it out. I looked at it. I looked at my buffer tube and said, this will fit. So it'll fit. So I'm going to use with that. Now, if I didn't have it, I would probably go with the Magpul MOE SL-K, just because it's just a very good basic, you know, stock. It has a QD sling mount on the back of it. It also has some slots if you don't want to use a QD mount. $45. Okay. You're already saving money. Then J&E Machine makes something called the SOP Mod. The SOP Mod is arguably the most comfortable stock. But the thing is with any of these things that you're putting on an AR-15, just remember that everything you add to it adds weight. So that's why I'm going to go with this minimalist Battle Link. But this particular stock, the SOP Mod, works with right or left-hand shooters. Pretty good stock. Phase 5 weapons, they make one called the CMSA Carbine Mini AR stock. Well, this one's made out of aluminum, and it is built like a brick outhouse, and it looks fantastic. The only real downside to the stock is it requires a proprietary receiver extension, and it's not adjustable at all. But if your two biggest concerns are compact size and durability, here you go. This covers it. That just means that wherever you set it, that's where it's going to be. It's not going to get compact. It's not going to extend. I like the extending part of this because that means if I'm storing it or if I'm carrying it, I can take it down. There are those that would say, oh, but you need to have it where it's going to be, Bill. I don't disagree with that. Mine sits in most cases where it's going to be for my desired length of pull. And then we come to what I've got. I want to put on mine, the Mission First Tactical Battle Link, extreme duty minimalist stock. It's very affordable, and it has really good ergonomics. It has a QD mount on it for me, so that works. It's checking every box that I need. works with a standard buffer tube. All of these, though, I mean, now the one that's made out of aircraft-grade aluminum that I was just talking about, it is very, it's small, but it's not adjustable. Mine is not as small as that one, but it is adjustable. That's why I'm going what I'm going. Or you could go just the standard M16 stock if you wanted to. I mean, and that's the beauty of the weapon. That's the beauty of the weapon. Another thing you could do is, take out the barrel to 16 inches. And then I guess you could, if you do that, then you could put, here's the thing. I've heard that you can't put a 16-inch barrel on a lower that has been identified as a pistol lower. So that needs to be clarified. But let me simply state this. The fact that they've turned millions of us into felons is infuriating. And there are a lot of people that would tell you, well, you know, Second Amendment, this, that, the other, do not comply. And that's going to be up to you. But I advise against it. For a lot of us, the guns we own with social media and everything else, it's very public knowledge. So you either register them or you find another way to comply. And there is no other ground besides that to be really concerned with. So in the coming days and weeks, let's just watch and see what happens with it. I myself, I'm going to go ahead and do the Form 1 and get it all SBR'd up. And for all I know, they'll be doing away with the NFA as a byproduct of all the stuff's about to come. And I'll be riding out the storm just knowing I'm safe. We'll see. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.